Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Clayton Sampson. On today's program, we are joined by Ashton Wells and Lydia McCombs with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach in Marion County to talk about the 4-H aspect of the 2026 Marion County Fair, which starts today.
Well, Ashton and Lydia, look forward to this conversation every year as we kick off the 2026 Marion County Fair today. You know, today I want to highlight specifically kind of the 4-H and Marion County Extension side of things for the 2026 Marion County Fair. Ashton, if you maybe want to just start just running down kind of, you know, in terms of 4-H and different events going on and what's going to be happening this year at the Marion County Fair, just give us a little rundown on some key dates throughout the schedule of the week.
Yeah, so we have a lot of fun things happening throughout the week. First and foremost, definitely just want to plug going into Dyer Hudson and seeing all of the projects the kids have done. Many of these projects, they start the beginning of their 4-H year, which for us starts in September, October. So definitely go in there. There's some very talented kids that live within Marion County. And then of course you've got your livestock barns. So just making sure to take a point to walk through there and see that work. One of the biggest things I do want to know is with our livestock shows, we did switch our sheep and our beef show. So just make sure you're taking a look at that schedule, whether it's on the Marion County Fair page or our Extension Facebook page. We'll be sharing each day what's happening. But that is a big show that did change dates. Just want to make sure people are aware of that. But then we have some other really fun events that are put on by our interns, our county council, and our junior county council throughout the week. So I know Saturday before the races, we do a frog hop, which is really fun. So if you want to go out and catch yourself a frog, you can come enter it into our frog hop competition at the fair. New this year, we're also going to try a bingo at the fair, and that will take place Saturday in the skate pit. And so that will be a really fun and just a fun fundraiser to help support 4-H and the programming throughout the year. County Council is also doing a Barnyard Olympics, where if you just want to kind of come out and hang out and do tug of war and frozen t-shirt, they've got that happening on Tuesday night in the show arena. Junior County Council is our younger group of leaders within Marion County. They are doing a social, which is open to everyone. You don't have to be in 4-H, and it's just kind of a fun night where they've got music going. They are really excited about their dirty soda bar that they're having this year. So super excited for that. They also do an event called Little Hands on the Farm, where youth can go through and just see what maybe showing a rabbit might look like, learning about how to work with cattle. We've got chickens, so how do you pick chicken eggs and things like that. And of course they're riding tractors. So really fun. They're all completely free except for your bingo. You do pay in, but then half of those proceeds go back. But otherwise a lot of our events are free and open to the public. So we would love to see you out there and support those events.
Lydia, also kind of a neat aspect of the fair this year, Marion County Extension is going to be doing just some educational programs 3 nights during the fair. You know, kind of talk about these a little bit.
Yeah, so we've kind of done a version of this in the past, but this year we're really gearing it to maybe some more adult learners than just youth, to give the adults a chance to also learn while they're at the county fair. Those are from 5 to 6 on July 12th, 13th, and 14th, and we're covering vermicomposting. So composting with worms, propagating your houseplants and how you can do that at your own home, and then good nutrition on a budget. So we'll go over tips and tricks on how to get the most out of your grocery trip and things like that. So those will be about an hour long. So there'll be time for question and answers after as well. So we'd be happy for anybody that would like to join us to join us. I'll be teaching all of those. So I'm excited to see where it takes us this year.
Yeah, and I always like to ask you guys, you know, there's, of course, the Dyer Hudson projects, like you mentioned, and then lots of different livestock shows. And, you know, these kids really working hard all year long on these projects. They put a lot of effort and a lot of time into it. Just your encouragement for community members to come out, check out these kids' projects. If they see a 4-H kid, maybe ask them about their project and learn more information. But just really to support our talented youth here in Marion County.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite parts of the job is getting to see the kids that will tell you about their project in the end, and then they bring it to fair and you see it fully finished. And also just a plug, just to know that 4-H is not just your livestock kids, which is why that Dyer Hudson building is such an incredible building to walk into. So there's truly something for everyone in 4-H to find kind of your niche. But that indoor building just allows them to explore something in STEM or explore something in cooking, different things like that. So even just if you're really into clothing and fashion, and we just recently held our clothing and communication events and food challenge to lead up to fair. So make sure to check it out. Ask a 4-H'er, ask a staff member, anybody about it. We'd be happy to give you information. And just know that our 4-H year will open again in September. So if you have any interest, now's a great time to start asking.
Yeah, and also the 4-H, you know, just a quick note, is that 4-H concession stand or food stand or whatever it may be, that has kind of been a staple at the fair for many years, and it's a great way to, you know, get something to eat during the day, but also to support the 4-H kids.
Yeah, absolutely. That concession stand is ran by our clubs. They sign up to work shifts, and then part of the proceeds that they make from that go to support their club to be able to do club projects or to do community service projects. So any support you give to that concession stand goes back to directly support those 4-H kids in, during their year.
And, you know, you guys are obviously extremely busy here at the start of the Marion County Fair, but you also have a lot of help, like you mentioned, from interns, from different youth councils as well. You know, just put it briefly into perspective, how many hands go into making this happen every year?
It is probably hundreds. So each species has its own set of superintendents that kind of help run that species, help answer questions, or in the barn. Within our own staff here, we bring on two interns to help support and do programming and things at the fair. As well as we do have our county council, which is our high school leadership team, but our junior county council, which is our middle school leadership team. So any event you see going on is put on by one of those groups or some of those people. So, and then just our fair board too does a lot to help support and help us during the fair too. So without them and without everybody, it just wouldn't be the fair that it is.
Well, Ashton and Lydia, before we close, you know, just again, your encouragement, and, you know, you call for people to come out to, you know, this year's 2026 Marion County Fair. Is, you know, county fair is always such a staple and important part of the summer here locally.
Yes. Like I said, it's one of my favorite time of the year. Those kids are eager to share about their projects to teach you. So make sure to stop out, talk to them, and kind of learn about their projects. And we hope to see you there.
Yeah, it's always really nice to have lots of people coming to support the kids, because it makes all that hard work go noticed for those kids. And yeah, we love to see how proud they are of their projects. And these kids are making some of the best memories that they will cherish with them for the rest of their life during the week of the fair. So we are excited for them.
Thanks to Ashton Wells and Lydia McCombs for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank, your bank for good. With offices in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them wherever you get your podcasts or online at knia.careless.com. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.